News. Tomorrow's news today.
Well, my voice is gone. I don't have a fever. I'm not sick. It's just the allergies and stuff. This happens every few years to me. So I think like half the crew has the same thing, but we will be subjected today to a voice that is even deeper than it normally is. But I have a tendency when my voice is like this, maybe once a year or so, maybe every 2 years. Then once I begin babbling, I believe it will warm up a bit, though I will say that Harrison Smith did an excellent job last night hosting the Sunday show for me. The producer on Saturday, I was talking to her and setting up guests, and she said, "You sound absolutely horrible. Can you just take one day off?" So I did yesterday, but it was to no avail. I woke up this morning, and just whatever's going on my larynx, I'm not coughing anything up. It just feels like it's just been going on for weeks, but now it's come to a head. And I've been to the doctor. There's nothing going on there. So we'll figure it out. But I just wanted you to know that because I've been out of control. So you'd think if I stayed home for a couple of days to, quote, get better, that I would send the crew less stuff. I sent them over 300 videos. And they're all totally insane and all totally important. And then there's all this other news that's stacked up. It's just spectacularly interesting. Anybody that says that there's ever a boring news day is completely insane or living under a rock or in a cave. So we have some huge guests today coming up as well, I'll tell you about. But this situation in Minnesota, it would be entertaining if it wasn't so serious, how absolutely ridiculous the left is in this country and around the world. The crying police chiefs over TDA, confirmed now TDA, trying to run over ICE, so they shot two of them. The coaches weighing in and lying, all the virtue signaling. The weirdo sheriff out of Philadelphia saying, "You come here, we're going to arrest you. You're not real law enforcement." I mean, it's just bold-faced bananas lies. And why not? They've been saying, you know, that it's illegal for ICE to arrest people with court orders because they go, there's no warrant. You don't have a warrant for a court order to be deported. It's final. You know, like a death penalty handed down by a judge. That's the perfect analogy. But the left all knows this. They just play dumb. They know that we know. They know that we know. Guys, print me the Solzhenitsyn quote. I think I'm going to get that tattooed on my ass. I'm Sarah, or maybe my back. Or my arm. When some leftist is lying, I'll just say, "See that? You know, we know you're lying. You know we know you're lying." It's just print it for me, please. I'm going to cover it next segment. But they still just run around and say that ICE is completely illegal and there's no warrants. And they do have warrants when they're raiding a larger house or building looking for illegals, looking for criminal activity. They do have warrants on those occasions. But most of these are just straight up court orders for deportation, and I know you know that, but just to watch them play along with a lie and have all these different mayors and governors and members of Congress get up and say, "What they're doing's illegal, there's no warrants," knowing that their dumb constituents, at least some of them are that stupid, actually believe that ICE is out there operating completely illegally, even though they already tried to have all the courts block what Trump's done the last year, and it's all been upheld. It's all completely normal. Obama did it four times what Trump's doing. And a lot of right-wingers get pissed and say, "Well, what the hell? Why didn't Trump?" Because they dismantled all the enforcement. So now they're ramping it up. But, I mean, it's just crazy. What's different is you got people out chasing them around and attacking them everywhere and knocking them upside the head with bottles, ramming them with trucks and shooting them. And I'm surprised ICE hadn't blown away some more people at this point because they got one of the toughest jobs I've ever seen. And I'm glad they've had restraint. We'll be right back. I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric, without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones. And if you don't love me now, you'll never love me again. I can still hear you saying
words never break the jam. And if you don't love me. All right, my friends, it is Monday, January 12th, 2026, and wild horses cannot drag me away. I have light laryngitis, not an infection, not fever. I'm fine. It's just that it's been going on for weeks. It's really intensified, and I'm not going to miss the shows. Already took off Saturday and Sunday trying to get this to go away, and it's not happening. So you're just stuck with this voice. I'm sorry. Because there's no way I can't not be here to cover all this. This is too insane. All right, let me just mention some of the other big stuff, and then we're going to get into the latest on the shooting of Ms. Good. They're in Minneapolis, Minnesota, four blocks from where St. George Floyd was killed. By the way, let's get that Jeopardy they did. I know they did two parts, but get the George Floyd Jeopardy. That part one, I got to play that coming up. One, it ends talking about Michelle Obama. Pythons for arm and possibly one in the pants. We deserve some of that today. You know, you guys, I only sent you 300 clips for the show today. Seriously, 300 clips. I just get more. We are really putting the crew to the paces here. And the crew's probably sitting there like a wet cat saying, okay, well, let's see you actually play some of these now. They're the best. They're the best. Let me tell you some of the news we got other than that. You've got the Federal Reserve head freaking out, being sent criminal grand jury indictment information, where he did get up in front of Congress and lie and say that there is no private elevators, no private apartments, no private rooms, no gardens on the roof, you know, the billions of dollars for the Federal Reserve renovation in D.C. And I've been there just last year and walked around with a live feed. The building isn't that big. I don't know how you dump with that building, the one across the street, $3.2 billion in. It's like 2.5 so far into the actual Federal Reserve building. And it's all built like a big mausoleum to look all official and powerful. It's as Federal Express or Federal Ammunition or Federal Toilets. But he came out last night and said, I'm being intimidated by Trump because, you know, he wants me to lower interest rates more, and I'm not being political. You massively lowered them with the same type of economy for Biden, Harris, and others. So that's not true. And we know you're being political. And yeah, there's more than one way to skin a cat. So if you're not doing the right thing and you're stealing right in front of everybody, and you know their wives and everybody else are getting, you know, cuts of the construction, and it's all guaranteed. It's the same everywhere. And Trump's putting heat on his ass. And he looks scared, and that's good. He should be. We should abolish the Federal Reserve. But I just loved today, Grok was asked, is it true that the Federal Reserve's private? And then Grok came back, which is better than most AI. But see, it goes to authoritative sources, which are known liars, and says, no, it's not. Well, that's just not true. And you can talk to G. Edward Griffin. He can explain it. You can talk to Ron Paul. If you just don't believe my gravitas, you can go read all the books on it. There was only an audit when it was first set up. There's been no audit since then. There have been leaks and lawsuits and in other cases. There were also congressional hearings after the 2008 financial crisis about the Federal Reserve sending trillions overseas to private banks that were Rothschild banks. It is a fact that the time they passed the Federal Reserve Act on December 23rd, 1913, that about 81% of the stock was owned by the Rothschild banks. Okay? And there are, again, Pulitzer Prize winning books that are 5 inches thick on this. Okay? I remember earliest memories was hearing my family talk about the private Federal Reserve. I know this up one side and down the other. And there's Grok. I'm not singling Grok out. It just shows the pure crap on certain issues. Grok's really good on most things, but critical stuff on the globalists, it still gets the disinformation. It needs to be fixed. Elon's fixed a lot of it. He's like, no, it's federal. No, it's not. I mean, can you even get that right? It is not federal, okay? It has federal powers. It's regional, 12 regional banks. Interface with Treasury Department and carry out some Treasury functions, but it's private. And the New York Fed is the private board of the private banking cartels, and it's the only one that has the real power over the other regional banks that have the quasi-governmental function. And there's not been an audit in the 110-year history or longer, but since 1913. So I'm going to get more to that later. You know what? Let's just go to it now. Go ahead and play, pal. I'll just get into this now. I'm going to mention what's coming up, and you know I always go right to it. You've also got Trump every day is doing spectacular stuff for the economy for the average person. And that's why the left wants to get rid of him and wants to stop him. I mean, the average leftist would be so much better off if they just got out of the way, but they're just too ignorant. They're too stupid. They just think they're part of the ruling class. They just can't help it. But he said he'd do it a month ago. He is now set to sign an executive order sometime in the next 2 days. And the Treasury Secretary has released details that it just ends all big brokerage houses, even smaller investors, stock market, you know, traded companies, you name it. But it's targeting BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard mainly, who are already the biggest real estate owners in the world, 88% global control overall of S&P. And so they are not allowed to buy any single family or family dwellings. And that's good because they've been buying it to drive the price up and creating an oligopoly. That's super good news. And then he's also set to sign an order saying no interest on small loans or no taxes on the interest on small loans. Because you not only have to then pay, say, for a car loan or something like that, you not only have to pay the loan sharking rates, but then you've got to pay taxes on that amount as well, if you can believe that. And so Trump's getting rid of that. It's everyday stuff like that that is literally untying the bowling balls from American people's legs. And he's just going down the line. So that's why when it comes to the economy, he's swinging for the fences, and I support him. But bringing the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve to its knees needs to be done. It needs to be nationalized. Here's Jerome Powell, the head of the private Federal Reserve, not looking too happy.
Good evening. On Friday, the Department of Justice served the Federal Reserve with grand jury subpoenas, threatening a criminal indictment related to my testimony before the Senate Banking Committee last June. That testimony concerned, in part, a multi-year project to renovate historic Federal Reserve office buildings. I have deep respect for the rule of law and for accountability in our democracy. No one, certainly not the chair of the Federal Reserve, is above the law. But this unprecedented action should be seen in the broader context of the administration's threats and ongoing pressure. This new threat is not about my testimony last June or about the renovation of the Federal Reserve buildings. It is not about Congress's oversight role, The Fed, through testimony and other public disclosures, made every effort to keep Congress informed about the renovation project. Those are pretexts. The threat of criminal charges is a consequence of the Federal Reserve setting interest rates based on our best assessment of what will serve the public, rather than following the preferences of the president. This is about whether the Fed will be able to continue to set interest rates based on evidence and economic conditions, or whether instead monetary policy will be directed by political pressure or intimidation. I have served at the Federal Reserve under four administrations, Republicans and Democrats alike. In every case, I have carried out my duties without political fear or favor, focused solely on our mandate of price stability and maximum employment. Public service sometimes requires standing firm in the face of threats. I will continue to do the job the Senate confirmed me to do, with integrity and a commitment to serving the American people. Thank you.
Well, that is all just absolute, complete horse crap. They are totally political. They suck off this country. You can just go onto C-SPAN's archives and pull up all the different hearings they've had. The 32 years I've been on air, I've watched probably 50 hearings where they'll ask them, well, what's this half a trillion you sent here? What's this trillion you sent there? What's this 880 million you sent here? And you go, we're not going to tell you. That's interbank. But we're just giving those European banks some money. And they say, why? And they go, well, they're part of the organization. But that's private and not your business. So we're not going to tell you. Because they're shareholders, folks. They get free money. Free. No interest. And then they buy U.S. debt with it and stuff like that to control our debt, control our country. So you wonder how the globalists are in control. They have free money machines. And they pass you and I on the incredible inflation. I mean, I can pull up right now. You've seen the clips. I've played them so many times. You don't want me to do it, do you? I can type in, Fed chair says the group is above the law. And you'll have Bernanke, you'll have Greenspan, you'll have Powell, all saying no one's allowed to audit us, no one's allowed to investigate us, we are our own power, we can do whatever we want, and there's no oversight. It's preposterous. And we didn't have that system until 1913. And they tried to get it under Andrew Jackson. He fought it and stopped it. He was, in fact, most famous for, quote, killing the private banking takeover plan. Thomas Jefferson said, if we ever let foreign banks come in here and control the issuance of currency and credit, our future generations will wake up homeless on the continent that their ancestors conquered. I'm butchering the quote, but you've all seen it. Just type in Thomas Jefferson. If we allow private central banks to control the currency and credit, Americans will wake up homeless. Yeah, just type in Americans will wake up homeless. Also, I wanted that Alexander Solzhenitsyn quote. Can I have that out of the printer?
Thanks.
So, I want to get back into the financials a little bit later with the how big a deal it is not letting BlackRock and the other big conglomerates buy up single-family dwellings, because they're deliberately doing that to corner the market and make it hard for people to operate. I've got that clip, but we're going to get to that a little bit later. I also have some of the other great financial things that are happening. Here's the Treasury Department's plan to take down Somali fraud rings. Got a very important breakdown of that we're going to be getting to. And speaking of that, let's just start with the police chief in Portland. And I know you've already seen this, but I'm going to play this again and analyze it, because this is really spectacular. And we get similar behavior that we see out of a police chief Bob Day, where he's breaking down crying from other police chiefs. And it's now confirmed that two TDA gangbangers tried to run over ICE with their vehicle. They got shot, not fatally. And so not just this police chief, the governor starts crying. The mayor starts crying. By the way, I didn't even know all that till I was poking around this morning and saw more videos. They're all crying. And then you've got other mayors and governors getting all angry. We're going to fight you and your Nazis and your killers. And I've got a whole bunch of new videos of the left saying, we're coming with guns, we're going to kill you. And then nothing's done. They can put everybody in prison for years without a trial who was waived by the police on January 6th in between the velvet ropes. So I'm very happy about a lot of what Trump's doing. And I'll, you know, like I said, call balls and strikes. But when it comes to not going after the left, when they just attacked a bunch of hotels, broke down windows, attacked police cars, broke out windows, attacked journalists, they're ramming more people. All of this is way more hardcore than what we supposedly did on January 6th. And the majority of folks were just there thinking Trump was going to speak and got set up. We all know that. But the fact that, well, I'm going to get to that later. It's just outrageous. So let's go to the Portland chief, and then I want to go to the sheriff out in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Just what a whack job. Here it is.
I want to speak for just a moment specifically to my Latino community. It saddens me that we even have to qualify these remarks, because I understand, or at least have attempted to understand through your voices, your concern, your fear, your anger. This information in no way is meant to disparage or to condone or support or agree with any of the actions that occurred yesterday. But it is important that we stay committed to the rule of law, that we stay committed to the facts, that we stay a trustworthy and legitimate police department for all of Portlanders.
Good afternoon. I'm Rochelle Bilal, the sheriff for the city and county of Philadelphia. And I say her name, Renee Good. This should not have happened, but we're here today. Let know that law enforcement professionals, real ones, not the fake made up ICE, probably trumps a new army to attack citizens of the United States. Did you hear what I said? No law enforcement professional wears a mask. None.
All right, let's stop right here. Stop here. What did you guys do with your mask that you wore with COVID? What does Antifa do all day? The reason ICE wears the mask is you guys have been doxing them day one and shooting at them and ramming them and trying to kill them and saying they're Nazis. And so you can get their units they're in. You can get all that stuff through simply filing a paperwork, which they do, and then they dox where they live and where their homes are. So they're just trying to make it a little harder with all the apps and all the stalker groups and all the Democrats and the task forces by the governors and mayors to stalk and harass ICE while they do their 100% constitutional lawful duty with court orders and arrest warrants. They don't care. They just keep saying it's illegal, it's a fraud. And here's a Solzhenitsyn quote. We know they're lying. They know they're lying. They know that we know they're lying. We know that they know that we know they're lying. And still, they continue to lie. That is absolutely what they're doing. I mean, it is insane. Now, you finally have the Chicago police chief who just went, of course, they're serving court orders. And they're real federal police. And you can't box them in or ram them or try to run them over. And it's just so simple. It's just so true. It's not a, but with these insane people, we have to sit here and watch them gaslight us and deny all this. So let's finish up with this crazy, and let me look at this lady. You know they could have hired a smart, wonderful black lady to be the sheriff or, you know, had somebody run. But in these blue cities, man, they'll get the dumbest people, black, white, doesn't matter. I mean, look at Kamala Harris. Look at Joe Biden. They will get just some clown. She probably weighs 500 pounds. Guaranteed she can't wipe her ass. You know, and she's just up there like a clown with a hat shoved down over her hair and sitting there acting tough. And, you know, she also says, you never get in front of a car. Law enforcement knows you really. So when you pull a car over, they're acting suspicious. They don't have the police say, you know, put your hands on the wheel. And one cop gets in front, one gets behind, or they get on both sides of the door. I mean, they know that's pure crap. The woman is on video driving around, blocking him for 3 minutes, honking her horn, dancing, going crazy. They go up to her, her and her wife, say, F you, screw you, we're about to take you out. A bunch of taunts. And then she goes, go, 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 and she floors it and hits him. He bounces off the hood and shoots her. And he said, because she hit me, and I thought she would hit other agents. Because she was using, she tried to run him over. But MSNBC and CNN will never show the footage from the front and the side with him bouncing off. They just show the back shot and say, see, it's inconclusive. Over and over and over again. And another thing they've been doing now, I notice even attacking me. And my point is it's prolific. I wasn't even looking for this. I see it everywhere. They'll use the videos that have been released, like the new one out of a guy's house yesterday that we're showing here on screen. And they'll show a shot where the cop is walking over. He hasn't gotten to her yet, or the ICE agent. And they'll go, look, he wasn't in front of the car when that happened. Alex is a liar. And they'll show a screenshot hoping you don't go watch the actual video. And this is how they deceive. This is how they manipulate. Let's finish up with the walrus creature. Here she is.
And thank God for our district attorney, Larry Krasner, who say he's going to lock him up. And I'm saying now, we are not going to whisk you away for them to hide your identity. Because when you do it there, you're getting arrested there. No whisk away for them to hide you. None of that here. None of that here. Law enforcement professionals, do not shoot at moving vehicles. I'm not saying fleeing because she wasn't fleeing. She was getting out of the way.
Uh-oh.
Law enforcement professionals do not stand in front of moving vehicles invoking an action that is illegal. No, we don't. And so we stand here today with all those who stand against the made-up fake, what you can call ICE, professional law enforcement.
Hold on, pause. I'm going to have to come back and just play the whole thing again and analyze it. I mean, everything she says is pure horse crap. And they're all nodding their heads, and then they go to the DA. He's even worse. They're all Soros. And no wonder that place is such a hellhole up there. I mean, these people are just unbelievable. These leftists. She's so full of crap. You notice what she's doing. She's following the talking point, though. Everywhere. What ICE is doing is illegal. They're going to get arrested. That's what the mayor of Minnesota, Minneapolis is saying. They're all saying the same thing, trying to get them killed.
They looked at sleep deprivation with creatine supplementation. And so they randomized people to either drink a placebo drink or drink 20 grams of creatine through the night. And they kept them awake all night, and they had them do brain puzzle quizzes. And when the subjects were getting the 20 grams of creatine, they did way better on the brain puzzles, but they also complained about being tired a lot less. And so the conclusion is creatine is somehow acutely preventing your brain from suffering during sleep deprivation. And the rationale there is, you know, mitochondria are the powerhouse of the cell, or the power plant that's producing the energy. Creatine is like the power grid, and it distributes that energy throughout the cell. And so if the purpose of sleep is to restore the energy that you used up, but then you intervene by putting creatine in there, now you can keep that energy going, and you can go more hours before you need to get rest and restore that energy because you've increased your capacity to distribute it.
That makes sense. Used to be people only thought of creatine as being a muscle thing to help you recover. But then over the last year or two, I started hearing talking about cognitive function.
There is some literature on traumatic brain injury where 20 grams of creatine for 6 months doubles the rate of healing.
Whoa. That's incredible.
But it's, yeah, just creatine, I called it more than a performance enhancer because if you just look at where it's distributed in the body, almost every cell and every tissue has the creatine system. And if you look at the literature, they'll say, well, it's more important in certain cells. Like, it's really important in your muscles because your muscles have this very polarized, sometimes they're at rest, sometimes their energy demand is going through the roof. And it's really important in like long cells. So for example, your retina is part of your central nervous system. And it's a really long cell that's coming from the brain into the eye, and creatine helps move energy back and forth. But if you just look at where is it most important, you just like, where is it? It's like almost every cell in your body has creatine, and it's helping distribute the energy that the mitochondria make throughout your whole body. And that includes pumping stomach acid. It includes sperm swimming up the vaginal canal. And so if you just look at where it is, you would think that creatine would help a lot more than muscles. And I think creatine is really important because it's not in the mitochondria so much as it carries forth the mitochondrial energy of the rest of the cell, but that also feeds back in the repair functions for the mitochondria. And so I think creatine, optimizing your creatine status is super important. And I think that everyone who's not eating 1 or 2 pounds of meat per day should probably be taking creatine.
I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, it just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's go back to Rochelle Belal. And just the arrogance, the hubris, the chutzpah of her and the district attorney and all of them. This is bigger than just them. It's illustrative. With all this news I have, it's I'm still covering. It's so important. If you're watching the Democrat mayors across the country, Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Chicago, Philadelphia, New York, what are they saying? They're saying ICE is illegal. The police can arrest them. And we're going to arrest them. And we're going to prosecute them. And they keep saying that to imply what they're doing is illegal. They're actually saying it's illegal now. So they went from a few months ago to don't follow illegal orders, ICE and National Guard. And people said, okay, what are the illegal orders? Well, nothing's illegal yet. Now they're like, no, they are illegal. And people say, well, what's illegal? Well, they don't have warrants in some cases because they have court orders. It's more powerful. It's final. So, again, you don't get a warrant for deportation. You get a court order to be picked up and put into immigration control and deported. Again, But that's the lie to the public. These are Nazis. These are criminals. They're disappearing citizens into black holes. Ilhan Omar was saying that at the ICE facility yesterday. None of it's true. And the Democrats in Austin are saying it. The Democrats in Dallas are saying it. The Democrats in San Antonio are saying it. The Democrats in Houston are saying it. Where I live in Texas, I go check all the different local news, and it's all the same lie. ICE is criminal. ICE is Nazis. Can you imagine that they're doing the exact same thing they were doing 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Under Obama, I have the clips and newscasts, him saying it, him bragging about it. Four times the deportations that Trump ever got. Trump is matching 1 year in what he did last time because they've dismantled the enforcement. He's trying to rebuild it. But they've always sent these guys out. They're wearing masks now because they're getting doxxed and death threatened. That's the only change. And from them, the real change is they're being stalked and harassed and attacked everywhere and boxed in and rammed. And you just saw the mayor 3 weeks ago, Fry in Minneapolis, saying, "You'll be dead. You're going to die." Because they saw how restrained they were. And we're like, okay, they changed the, okay, you're going to kill us to, oh, we're going to kill you. Because the you're going to kill us thing never happened. And then right on time, they send in the social justice warrior who was trained and lived hours away by an Antifa group at her child's school and sent there to do this. And no national media will ever show you the footage of them ramming from the front and knocking him, bouncing over. When he released his own cell phone camera, you hear him get hit. They go, well, that doesn't prove it. And they won't show this to anybody, even though they're now going to end up releasing all the other dash cams, the rest of it. But they want to throw him in prison now, folks. And they've got different members of Congress saying, oh, don't worry, when Trump's gone in 3 years, we're still coming after you. They are such bullies because they don't want that federal agency to do its job because the illegal aliens are here to be the new voting bloc. And the new apportionment in Congress for seats, they've already gotten 18 new ones just the last 4 years off their fraud. I know you know all this. And they sign them up for all this welfare fraud that the Democrats above them milk. They're milking the Somalis, the homeless, the other leftist groups. They get the majority of the money. Now, the Somalis are particularly criminal on average. That's no secret. They're actually a pirate culture. And then they're the ruling tribe is who's been brought over here. So that's why they're so arrogant. Why are the Somalis... Won't talk to black people. But black folks totally hate them. Because you just got to meet a Somali and 99% of them aren't sophisticated enough to hide it and say, oh, yes, you're my black brother. They go, I'm an Arab. You're a slave. I own you. And they tell them that. And there's countless videos of blacks getting it on tape and discovering it. Because the Somalis are that tribe that of the Somalis. They only bring themselves over. They only get themselves. Ilhan Omar's dad and grandfather were like the rulers of the country. They killed 200,000 people in a famous massacre. They were communists. Before that, the main slavers. And we saved her. So that's what we get bringing this viper into our midst. But it's a side issue. Let's go to this idiotic sheriff. Just up there saying they're criminals. I'm going to take them to jail. We're going to come after them. She says, you know, we'll bring the smoke, which I guess means the gun smoke. And then I'm going to go into a whole compilation here. This is just the tip of the iceberg of just the new death threats in the last day. With a nice smattering of overseas, the left saying, you know, kill all the right-wingers, kill all the white people. This is what the communists want. This is their programming. But let's go ahead and play the sheriff.
Good afternoon. I'm Rochelle Belisle, the sheriff for the city and county of Philadelphia. And I say her name, Renee Good.
Renee Good.
Renee Good.
Renee Good.
Renee Good.
Renee Good.
This should not have happened, but we're here today.
Yeah, she shouldn't have been trained to go do it. Shouldn't have blocked him. Shouldn't have tried to kill him with a car. Renee Good. Renee Good. How about you say all the tens of thousands of names of raped and murdered and killed women? Or the millions dead from fentanyl? How about you say their names? Oh, you don't know their names. You don't care about their names. What about the young woman in Minnesota a few years ago killed by the only Somali police officer who witnesses said just walked up for no reason and gunned her down in the Bar District, and it was all on camera. And when she and when he was convicted, the Supreme Court said, because he's black, we're releasing him from prison. 2 years in jail. She's walked up and executed her. She was white. Nobody remembers her name, do you? I got that clip coming up. So, again, there's a woman really being murdered because of what color she is or whatever. It's racially motivated. And it turns out this guy was like of the Klan, the royal of the royal, you know, pretty boy who thought he was God. People, why are they so arrogant? It's like they think they're rulers, folks. Because over in their crap hole, they are. Sorry, let's go back to her.
Professionals, real ones, not the fake made-up ICE, probably Trump's new army to attack citizens of the United States.
Stop again. I got 20 seconds. Again, I know most of you know this. DHS was created after 9/11. DHS has the federal marshals and a bunch of other stuff that was already there under it. ATF, all of it. It's been reformed. Trump's got all those other agencies working now on immigration. Upwards of 80% of those other officers are. And they're doing a great job. And they're under attack. And it's all completely constitutional. It's passed by law by Congress. It's 20-something years old. It's been operating the same since it was set up. And there she is telling the public as an authority figure that they are not real police officers and that she's going to arrest them and take them to jail. She's saying they're impersonating officers. Now, you talk about gross disinformation. You talk about, as a public figure and an authority figure, lying to people and trying to get people killed. This is it. This is yelling fire in a theater. And Fry and all the other mayors are saying the same thing. I played the clips yesterday. They're just, nope, this is criminal. We can't arrest him, and we're going to arrest him. We're looking to arrest him. And we're gonna throw your ass in jail. We're going to expose your identity because you're not allowed to grab our people off the streets. And then you look at the people they've been grabbing. DHS has released all these rapists and murderers and arsonists and pedophiles, and my God. I mean, these people just, they'll do anything. All right, I'm going to stop starting and stopping. It's just she's so full of crap. Let's go back to her.
Renee Good.
Renee Good.
Renee Good.
Renee Good.
This should not have happened, but we're here today. Let know that law enforcement professionals, real ones, not the fake made-up ICE, probably Trump's new army to attack citizens of the United States. Did you hear what I said? Mm-hmm. No law enforcement professional wears a mask. None. None. Those that come into our communities wearing a mask to commit crime, I'm thank God for our district attorney, Larry Krasner.
Let's pull up a picture of her wearing a mask during COVID.
And I'm saying now, we are not going to whisk you away for them to hide your identity, because when you do it there, you're getting arrested there. No whisk away for them to hide you. None of that here. None of that here. Law enforcement professionals do not shoot at moving vehicles. I'm not saying fleeing, because she wasn't fleeing. She was getting out of the way.
No, she's running over him.
Law enforcement professionals do not stand in front of moving vehicles invoking an action that is illegal. Mm. No, we don't. And so we stand here today with all those who stand against the made-up fake, what you can call ICE, professional law enforcement. I don't call them none of that. I call them made-up fake wannabe law enforcement. Because what they do is against not only legal law, but the moral law. So I'm with the DA, and we will work with them. If any of them want to come in this city and commit a crime, you will not be able to hide. Nobody will whisk you off. You don't want this smoke, because we will bring it to you. And the fake, whatever they call them, because I can't say the name, but the criminal in the White House would not be able to keep you from going to jail. Renee Good should be here today. And to her family, we are saying law enforcement professionals are not the ones here in this city that would do that. But here's the last thing that I will say. Law enforcement professionals around the country do their job, and we have been fighting for years to build that bridge between us and our communities. You have one negative nutcase that causes this problem, and now we all have to fight again to let people know law enforcement works with communities. These crimes would not be down if we didn't have communities work with us. Thank you.
So, the left has brought in over 40 million illegal aliens, many of them hardened criminals. They're, what, 4 or 5 times more likely to be engaging in violent crime, rape, robbery, murder. Everybody knows that. Same thing in Europe, wherever they come from. It's just they're mainly military-aged men. They come here to have, you know, go crazy. A lot of them are dumped out of prisons. And these blue cities have fallen apart. And under Biden, there was no enforcement for 4 years, so Trump's doing it. He promised to do that. He ran on that. And this is all part of the Democrat Civil War plan. To say that Trump's a tyrant, to say he's giving illegal orders, and to then tell people to resist. They got billboards up all over the country, ties to the National Guard, saying, call us. We'll bring you in with our lawyers. We'll help you decide whether these are legal orders or not. What they want is moles inside law enforcement. This is basically the Weather Underground 2.0, but in control of major governments. And these people are Marxist-Leninists. They're crazed. And you can guarantee Philadelphia is one of the most corrupt cities in the U.S. on record forever. Same thing Chicago, same thing Minneapolis, same thing Los Angeles. If we had a real Justice Department, they would do anything. But they don't, because they're protecting the whole system, because they're part of it. If we had real people in there, and there are some, but they're getting blocked, then you would already have the indictments all over the place. This is cut and dry. But I'm looking at those people on those podiums, and it's come out that the governor in Minnesota and the mayor and all of them are up to their eyeballs, and Ilhan Omar up to their eyeballs, running the charities. It's come out Ilhan Omar has a whole bunch of businesses that they say are home health care, or they say are nurseries, and it turns out it's a restaurant, and the restaurant's not even open. People are going there, and millions is going to her. I mean, it's cut and dry, okay? And this is what they do. And they're stealing us blind, folks. While they laugh at us, while they hate us. So let's just look at some of the latest. I mean, I can go for hours. This is just today. Leftists calling for murdering Trump and his supporters. And this, a lot of this stuff is not speech. They say it right out. Like, I'm getting my gun. I'm coming to kill you. You need to get your guns. Come kill them. And then you got all these public figures, these authority figures, governors, mayors, police chiefs, sheriffs up there saying, this is illegal. You should get a Second Amendment. And notice they're misrepresenting the Second Amendment. Your Second Amendment's a right to keep and bear arms. To defend yourself, your family, your country. And for your own personal self-defense. It does give you an authorization to kill federal agents that are following the Constitution and court orders. But notice they keep saying, oh, yeah, I'm for the Second Amendment now. Go get guns and deal with these guys. And you have the J6 Capitol Police spokesperson. You know, he's out saying, oh, yeah, get your guns when they come. They're Nazis. It's illegal. I mean, that's actual sedition. Not people getting waved with the velvet ropes on J6 and getting 2 years in jail, no trial. Little old ladies that high-five the cops when they walked in. And so the feds can throw the book at all those innocent people on J6, but they sure can't do anything or lift a finger when it comes to going after people that are openly calling for violence everywhere. So remember, just a month and a half ago, don't follow illegal orders. Then we said, what's illegal orders? Well, we didn't say there were, just don't. And then now they're all, yes, it's all illegal. It's all illegal. You're not allowed to deport anyone. Think about how ridiculous that is. Court orders don't matter. They're Nazis. Get them. Get your guns. So now they've set the country up for this, folks. Let's go to some of these clips of the left. This is just a small sampling calling for the murder of Trump ICE supporter.
And I don't want to hear nothing about, oh my God, they just went and blew up bitches on a boat in Venezuela. What he did, if they came in big mixed with a cow.
And for the leftist ladies, maybe we start getting crafty. And by crafty, do you see this craft piece of paper? Do you know how all of these holes were created? By me. I put all the holes in this. And you might be saying, oh, but I thought you were a leftist. If you go far enough left, you start kicking ass and taking names on the right. And I'm not saying this has anything to do with anything, but ICE.
So they were really against guns. I wanted to take all our guns until about 9 years ago when Trump first got in. And then suddenly they're now pro-gun. They still want your guns, but they want guns and they want to train to kill you. And I talked to the big gun range owners here. I've talked to them a lot in the last 9 years. And they say, yeah, starting 9 years ago, you could see them, purple hair, green hair, you know, all the, they've always got the nose ring thing. I'm not against you having a nose ring. I'm saying all the ultra-leftists have it, so it's probably not a good thing to mimic them. And they're just there openly training to kill us and for war. And we're bad because we want guns to protect our family from criminals. They can have two thoughts in their head at the same time that are diametrically opposed. It's bad when we want guns, but it's good when they have guns to kill us because we deserve to die because we're Nazis. Let's continue.
I think we're going to start seeing high numbers of self-inflicted harm to the political party. One by one, they're going to start dropping.
All right, guys, we're about 6 weeks in. Who's going to do it? Who's going to take one for the team and do it? And I'm not going to say what it is, because I know that you know that I know what we're all thinking. Who's going to do it? It can't be me. I'm a dance teacher. I got things to do. But somebody's got to do it. Someone's got to take one for the team. Because we're 6 weeks in. I can't do 4 more years of this, guys.
The far right, seeing Trump and Vance and Charlie Kirk and all, you know, they are white fascist supremacists. Why? Why? Yeah. You're trying to understand why I think Trump is a racist.
Yeah, I'm asking for an explanation, yeah.
Let me pinpoint it, because it's been an accumulation of knowing him, about him for the last 20 years in New York. I can't really say why I think he's racist. That's like saying, you know, he's a white guy.
So being white makes him racist.
Good afternoon. Donald Trump. Today I was at the range and it'll do your heart good to know there was a lot of women there. I was there not with my, but with the little one that I carry with me all the time, and I'm going to show you up here a little picture of what I was aiming at today. You f***ing MAGA, you might think that we're out here just sitting around wondering what's going to happen. I am wondering about shit. I know what's going to happen.
Radio listeners who can't see it, she puts up images of men's crotches. So she's with a bunch of psycho women, and you know the ranges in big cities, it's true. Literally talking about it, they're going to murder men and murder police and murder everybody. I mean, they decided not to have men in their lives. They decided to go total left. They're totally unhappy on average. They're on a bunch of drugs. The liberal white women are the most unhappy mentally ill people on the planet by orders of magnitude. And they got all the weird cuck men that worship them and you know, follow them around. I mean, they're just totally unhappy. It's basically demon possession. Let's skip ahead. There's more of these clips, but I'm going to come back to those later. Let's skip ahead to the last one with a woman saying she wants Ashley Babbitt, you know, to have worms crawling out of her eyes. This was just a few days ago. Here it is.
Human rights. Ashley Babbitt, she deserves to die. Tell Mickey, I hope Ashley Babbitt's getting eaten by worms. I hope she's getting eaten by worms. I hope her eyeballs are rotting out of her body. Dragged right to
all right, look, I've got dozens more of these, but it's go to any of their rallies. This is what you will experience. And they have convinced women to worship the state, worship Hollywood, worship the corporate system. There are a lot of women that are totally awake and are awesome. But the largest group that's brainwashed is white women. Then it's some Hispanic and black women, a lot of young Hispanic women, but not as many as white. And they're really waking up fast. It's bizarre. It's totally bizarre. Okay, folks, wanted this. We did it. It's a limited edition. There's only 2,000 of these. So the big, nice black a designer case. And it is a World War II trench knife. That is updated the year 2025, now 2026, with the best steel, the design. Life is fiery with its beauty, one of my famous quotes. We asked listeners what they thought. Some listeners liked this idea. You got a nice pinup girl, 1950-style girl, wearing an InfoWars shirt and shorts there on the other side. And it's limited edition. It's got the skull crusher. It's got the brass knuckles. It's all murdered out. There's only 2,000 of these, and they fund the operation. Comes with a high-tech scabbard and clip for your belt. Doesn't get more Americana than this. And if stuff collapses and the left's coming to all kill us, we can defensively protect ourselves. This will not lie to you. This will not run out of bullets. This will guard you for true. So I would suggest this is the type of thing that everybody, if there is a total societal collapse or even a partial one, that you'd be wearing on your side to get the job done to defend yourself and your family so you get home. Because they are going to come for everybody. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. Get your battle dagger now. We'll be right back. Get your trench knife now, thealexshowstore.com.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones. And they have never understood the amount of work that goes into the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history, understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.